This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour, What's on Your Mind is on the air. We're talking how you fight today. Who's in the fight? What does it mean to fight? Welcome your thoughts on all of that. 800-228-0550 on What's on Your Mind. Democrats in Texas, they choose to fight by doing what? Walking out. Getting paid and walking out. And I see Kamala Harris. Is that how you say her name, guys? God, Kevin, am I?
I got no idea.
Getting that right?
Kamala. I don't know.
Kamala. I want to be respectful of the Vice President of the United States and say her name correctly, but everybody, including Joe Biden, says it differently every time I hear it. So
I think it's Kamala.
I'll just say
Kamala, right.
I think it is like comma. Wow. Yeah. But
okay. Kamala.
I've heard him say it the same way you're saying
Kamala.
It.
Well, so,
he's the president. I don't know.
You say Kamala. He also
drooled. I don't want to exactly follow every move of the president, or he'd be bouncing off walls. Where am I? Shaking his head. I heard he shook his own hand in a mirror the other day in Pennsylvania.
What?
So, yeah, I don't know. Hey, nice to see you. Whoa, sir, that's a mirror.
let's see.
There's all the happy talk from the folks that are now heroes. You know what? So I was trying to tell you, the vice president said that it took courage and that their sacrifice was pretty amazing. Sacrifice. They got in a plane, a private jet, and flew to Washington, D.C. to be hailed as heroes. By the way, they're still getting paid as legislators, and they walked out on their job.
Did you hear that Arizona governor wants to meet with Greg Abbott to find out how he got the Democrats to leave Texas?
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, he wants to get together and say,
hey, how come they weren't wearing masks? They weren't wearing masks. And what I would do is, they noticed that. They should get a rule committee together while they're gone and say, okay, it's time to change the rules. If you leave,
you lose.
You are no longer considered part of this body, and therefore the majority will be the amount of people who show up to work.
Perfect.
And a quorum will be from people who actually show up.
Yep.
So, they can make their own rules. They ought to do that. We're brought to you today, this hour, by our friends at Action Movers. And every day we get calls from people say, hey, can you give me that number again? And who do I tell Scott to take advantage of this offer from Action Movers? Because people can't believe it. It's the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. Lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 per hour gets you two men and a truck when you mention Scott. $99 per hour for two men and a truck when you mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, which is great, but the best movers in the state. That's the beauty in this combo. You get professionally trained, background checked. Other people, when they tell you two men and a truck, you don't know what you're getting. These are people that literally are trained in this industry. All the background checks are done. These are people that move our military all across the USA. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family-owned, veteran-owned. A veteran owns this. A family owns this. A North Dakota family owns this. Call them. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer. Tomorrow, North Dakota Cook Fest will be in Mohall. Today is the rubber match. They're fishing today. Out of Four Bears Casino for a Bakken Conservation Projects. Great charity, great event every year. 300 teams out in Sakakawea today. Tomorrow, Mohall, for the Bakken information session from 2 to 4. If you can get there, get there. You won't believe the information you learn in those 2 hours from the experts in the industry and all the new things in this. If you've been to one before, you've not been to one of these, because all the things that have just happened since the last ones were held 2 years, they're off with COVID. Pretty amazing. Kathy Nesset will be there. She had a great line yesterday. I always call Kathy the godmother. She's a motherly, wonderful figure, but she is smart as they come about this industry. A geologist moved here literally in 1979, so she's seen everything in the oil and gas industry. She said she has a new line. If you don't like oil and gas, stop using it.
There you go.
Yeah, just stop using it.
How great is that?
Right. You don't like it? Stop using it.
There you go.
You won't fly anywhere. You won't have an iPhone anymore. You won't have a swimsuit. You won't have
a horse and buggy, maybe.
All these, the company that hates oil and gas? Patagonia. A Okay. Yeah. Well, let's just take petroleum products out of all your little stretchy pants. Guess what?
You don't have any stretchy pants.
You don't have any stretchy pants. You're running around buck naked. So, and that's not a pretty scene.
You'll live with the Amish, maybe.
So this is the kind of wisdom that you get. We'll see you in Mulhall tomorrow. We have Charlie Kirk tonight. More on that coming up in a bit. I want to get an update on the Line 3 protests, because how people on the extreme environmental movement, these are Marxists, leftists, socialists, communists, they make up all the, they are anarchists is what they are. Mm-hmm. They don't care about something that took a decade to get the permits for, follow all the regulations, local and state government. They don't care. They literally stopped this. Deb Keel, Republican legislator from Crookston in the State House of Minnesota, has been fighting this battle along with others for some time. Deb, nice to have you back. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing wonderful.
So tell us the latest that you're witnessing in the way of these organized, well-funded protests that are anything but grassroots. They're very, very, very well organized. They love Russian energy and pipelines over there. They're all for, China building coal plants. But boy, do they love to make noise here about the industry that is regulated in a way that is far better than anything happens in other countries. And by the way, the pipelines, cleanest transport of energy transport. They get their way with Line 3. There'll be more on rails, more on trucks. All the logic goes out the window with these people. What are they doing now in Minnesota?
Yes, they're gathering to, I believe, protest, but I'm sure their ultimate goal is to stop the pipeline from being developed and replaced. And we should remember that from the Canadian border all the way to Clearbrook, that line is just literally being replaced because it is needs to be replaced. It is weak. It's old. And we have new technology that will protect the ground and the oil from getting where it needs to go. So their goal is to disrupt. And unfortunately, there has been some trespassing on people's property in local areas. There's been some damage to the there's a cemetery right near this on Highway 32. Where this is going on, and they are not allowed but try to park a lot of cars along the road, disrupting traffic that is pretty heavy in that area between Thief River and St. Hilaire and Highway 32 all the way through. So trying to manage it in a safe and lawful way is our law officers are really busy doing those things.
This is how they fight. Trespass, destroy property, again, shut down. We don't need to revisit this today, but this pipeline has been scrutinized more than any other in the history of Minnesota. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Governor Tim Walz and the extreme environmental, Lieutenant Governor Flanagan, the extreme environmental movement in Minnesota, they're very, very powerful. They hate all things energy, and they do everything in their power to stop it. Governor Tim Walz said, I want to be governor, and when I am, by the way, we'll make sure that pipeline is built. And then, forget about that. Fought it every step of the way through every mechanism of government in Minnesota against it, and finally had to relent and say, look, we have no options left. But these people keep fighting. This is how they fight. How do you counter that? How do you see your role in this fight, Deb?
Well, as a legislator, I try to help my local law enforcement to enforce the rules. And I've tried to make this very forceful both in our supporting our law enforcement in Pennington County and the area, because this requires a lot of our law enforcement from many counties, and then making sure that St. Paul is on board and the commissioner. In this case, this is actually MnDOT land, so the commissioner of MnDOT, Anderson Kelleher is also, we've been in contact with her. We have a review tomorrow on what's going on and how it's being handled. Making sure that law enforcement is there when our folks up here need it. They've been pretty responsive in Hubbard County, which they've had some real serious problems with. And there has been an arrest earlier. There was an issue with trespassing, and they did arrest someone from Hawaii. So clearly not part of the Red Lake Nation, and that is who's supposed to be on that land, and only the Red Lake Nation members.
Rules don't matter to anarchists. They don't. I mean, the rule of law doesn't matter to these people. We saw it. They've seen this movie before with Dappled. Again, they're well funded. They are they're relentless. They don't go away. So we have to join. In your case, citizen legislature joining the House. Great sacrifice in that. There to say, wait a minute, we got to have rules. And it's just never give up, because they're never going to give up. You got to join this battle. And if we don't, all of a sudden we'll have more blackouts. We'll have less of everything. And these people that don't like oil and gas should stop using oil and gas. What do you think of that, Deb?
Yeah, I'm all in support of that. Yeah, you walk, you ride your horse. What about even the tents they have set up right now require oil to be able to produce all of that, the cars that are there. Yes, I feel it is a standard they have set that they don't abide. There's no reason for this at all.
No, there isn't. And we're glad you're on that line fighting. The folks at Crookston are lucky to have you. Deb Keel, representative of the Minnesota State House, on this battle. Keep up the good fight. Thanks for the update today. More coming up after
this. This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
The advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year. And that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass the background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Don't know why you think that you could help me when you couldn't get by yourself. And I don't know who would ever want to tell the scene of someone's dream. Baby, it's fine. You said that we should just be friends. Well, I came up with that line, and I'm sure that it's for the best. If you ever change your mind, don't hold your breath. Because you may not believe. Baby,
Bring it on there, Michael Bublé. We want to hear you. Come on, turn it up. Yes. Look at Todd Mitchell smile. They're right there on the camera, folks. He's dancing with his big smile. So is Kevin Flynn. Are you watching
How
us yet?
How can you not smile when you hear that?
Exactly right. And if you're not not watching us yet, you are missing out, ladies and gentlemen. You're missing out. You can watch us at frankspeech.com. You can watch us at the social media sites and the websites of... Our fine radio stations, 550K Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090, KTGO, and KLTC. You can watch us and listen to us. Yes.
Yeah,
I'm all smiling.
Have you seen the Michael Bublé ads with Bubbly Soda where he's changing the name on the cans? Those are great.
He's a funny guy.
Like Bublé. No, it's Bubbly. Bublé.
Don't go see him in concert unless you have... A seasoned adult ears, because he's a.
That's what I heard. Yeah,
he's very blue.
I love the one where he pulls the kid up. The mom comes up there. Yep. I want to get my kid to sing, and the kid nails it. Sounds exactly like him.
Well, he's got a great voice.
Yeah, you're right. Wow. He's got a mouth on him. He does.
I dig that Rat Pack kind of vibe too. I'd like to see him in concert.
He's very good.
I bet he'd be good.
I saw him at the XL Energy Center a few years ago. Maria got us tickets, and we had a blast.
Don't bring the kids though.
Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. America's military right now is under attack.
Well, isn't that the truth?
Everything's under attack. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Military under attack from what else? The woke anti-Christian far left. And even our top generals are ignoring the threat. They're kowtowing to the bosses, Joe and Kamala. So Grant Stitchfield on Newsmax is exposing the real danger. He's been doing this every night. Great reports. Learned a ton from it. 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain on Newsmax. Stinchfield and Newsmax are telling the truth about the left's real agenda and Joe Biden's policies, which is why millions are tuning into Stinchfield and Newsmax on all major cable systems. But if you're a Midco customer, you're not seeing this because they won't carry Newsmax. 11 liberal news channels on Midco, not Newsmax. So let Midco know you're not happy. Let them know you can switch. And when you get their marketing offers from Midco, remind them you want Newsmax on your cable system, on a channel you can turn to. Take a few of those liberal ones off, put Newsmax on, find a way. And you can also download the free Newsmax app on your phone, start watching now. I do all the time. All right, 23 past the hour. Some time till the top of the hour for you to tell me what's on your mind. I'd love to know what you're doing in the way of your piece in this effort to stand up, to be counted, to be heard. Because there's two approaches. One is to twist yourself in knots as you see the fabric that is and has been this great experiment of the United States of America being torn and sort of check out, be angry, be mad. There's lots of angry people out there. Oh, man, it's easy to be angry and mad and shout and holler and
what are you doing? You're horrible. You're terrible.
You know, purists out there that think that a circular firing squad within the conservative movement, a lot of people right now are, as conservatives, want more fight from the Republicans. And you know what? So do I. Always have. It's been a product of this show since 1986 when it started. Way up there in Grand Forks. Small little signal, 1590 AM. Then it moved down to 970 AM. Then we expanded statewide and added AM 1100 The Flag and 550K Fire and Bakken Beacon. KLTC just kept spreading. Now folks in five states and two Canadian provinces are part of this fight. And we've always wanted Republicans to fight more and tougher and harder. Now they're on big-time defense. Going offense every now and then. They win more than their fair share, probably, than they should. But the fight has to come from us. I've never waited for somebody elected to say, okay, you're going to do it now. It's even like the term limits debate. What a lazy argument. Okay, well, we can't win with the rules as they are now, so let's do term limits. No, term limits are every election. That's the term limit. Fire somebody if they're not doing the job. Hold them accountable. Ask them what you want. But don't wait for them to do it. Find your place in the battle. Did the founding fathers wilt? No. They joined the war of ideas. They crafted a constitution. They went to work. Charlie Kirk wilting from this fight? No. Came out of high school, decided, you know, I guess I got to go to college, so where should I go? Toured a bunch of colleges and said, wait a minute, these people are trying to brainwash kids. Why would I want to go here? Instead, lit up a entity that is now in hundreds and hundreds of college campuses and high schools, Turning Point USA chapters. They have great events. They connect the youth of America with all these great minds, a Candace Owens, a Charlie Kirk. I mean, Tampa, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday next week. Go take a look at what Turning Point USA is putting together there in a way. They just have a women's leadership event. They have Turning Point USA trainings in Phoenix. Incredible. Plus, in his spare time, he's on the radio. He's got a podcast with millions of people watching. Pretty incredible. Why is he in North Dakota today? To show people how you can do what he's done. To motivate us. To say, join this fight. Standing up a grassroots activist organization here. Lending his expertise to say, let's do this here. Let's find other groups that are doing this here. We've been a silent majority, folks, for far too long. And everyone can play a part. If you don't like what you see happening in your country, in your state, in your schools, in your communities, you have one option. Lend your voice to the fight for freedom. Don't apologize for it. Those who wish to transform this country into something very different than the republic the founders gave us are very well organized. They never wilt from the fight. Conway in Fargo wants in on this discussion. What's on your mind, Conway?
Well, I know this is only kind of related, but when they stop prosecuting people, that kind of bothers me. I live out here in the country, about 20 miles out of Fargo, and my neighbor, she went for a jog, so she left her vehicle by the road, and anyway, somebody came by, broke in, stole her house, her phone, her identification, her daughter's identification, and they were able to trace it to Moorhead because the person bought that stuff all the way to their house. And from what we understand, the person is not from America, so they're not going to prosecute. There's no charges or anything.
Wait a minute. Hang on. I got to know more about this story. Where they're from should have nothing to do with what they did and how they're prosecuted.
Yeah.
More on this. Just hang on, Kai. We'll talk about it in a minute. We're brought to you today by our friends at ndforallenergy.org. Do you know wind energy? North Dakota's most abundant and permanent natural resource is paying big bucks in property taxes, $10.6 million in a recent year, $19 million to landowners. Find out more, ndforallenergy.org.
Everything feels better when you have a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Its smooth cinnamon and spice will keep you warm and relaxed on the inside, no matter what's going on in the world around us. And now you can enjoy a brand new flavor from North Dakota Sweet Crude. Introducing Sweet Crude Orange. Same smooth finish with a splash of orange. Taste both flavors for yourself with a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude or Sweet Crude Orange at your local liquor store and relax.
Turn it up, man.
Hey, it's Trace Atkins.
Get ready to sing along as the cowboy is back in West Fargo. Get your tickets today to see Trace Atkins with special guest Priscilla Block on Saturday, July 17th. Get your tickets at RedRiverValleyFair.com and receive free gate admission. See Trace Adkins at the all-finished concrete grandstand on the Bud Light stage as part of the 10 Best Days of Summer at the Red River Valley Fair from July 9th to the 18th. You're not going to want to miss this.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Global internet monitoring firm NetBlocks is reporting communist Cuba has restricted access in-country to social media and messaging platforms, including Facebook and WhatsApp. Cuban officials blame social media platforms for encouraging protests in Cuba over the weekend. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has deep concerns about the military coup in Myanmar and called on Southeast Asian nations to take action to end violence and restore democracy in that country. Blinken made the appeal during a meeting with foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations on Wednesday. President Biden's push for a big new infrastructure investment got a boost on Tuesday when leading Senate Democrats agreed to a partisan $3.5 trillion price tag package. Biden will travel to Capitol Hill on Wednesday to have lunch with Senate Democrats and discuss the road ahead for advancing the legislation. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This wave is stringing us along. Just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
True story, last night after this 6-hour drive, Marnagar to Fargo, rolling in a little after midnight. Come to that little landmark in South Fargo of the big steeple of St. Anne's and the Joachim Catholic Church there, right? You can see it from the interstate.
Yep.
And I see that, and I'm down to music now. I'm running through the podcast. I'm listening to a few tunes, and it's on shuffle, and this song comes up, Home. When I literally can see my little landmark to know I'm home coming off the interstate there. Isn't that something?
Timing.
Yeah, exactly right. Phillips there.
Boy, I remember. I can't believe it's been 9 years since this guy won American Idol.
I love that song. Yeah. Love it. Now, here's the best part right here, the whistle. Oh, it's a woo-woo-woo.
Yeah,
I love it.
That's a bonfire favorite, by the way.
There you go. Did you know that Advanced Business Methods is an employee-owned company based right here? What does that mean? It means your money stays here. They're all throughout the region here. And hackers, you hear more about them every single day in the news. They can get into your servers through your printers. And if one of those ransomware guys get in, they'll say, yeah, we'll get out as soon as he gives money. That's the thing at Advanced Business Methods. They understand the security risks and provide products and software to keep the outside world out and your network safe. And soon, their 50th anniversary coming up at Advanced Business Methods. That's right, 50 years of serving the business community with the best products, best service you'll find anywhere. Go online to find out more about them at abmnow.com. abmnow.com. .com. Okay, Conway from Fargo is calling us about a story about someone who was out for a jog, parks the car on the side of the road, car gets broken into, items stolen from it. They trace it to someone in Moorhead, and the story you're telling us is that person was not prosecuted because of where they were from. They were here, what, illegally or from another country? Or what do we know about the suspect here?
Yeah, well, they didn't specifically say that was why they weren't doing it. They said it wasn't a high enough, from what I understand from talking to the neighbor and my wife calling the sheriff to find out what was going on, it just seemed like it wasn't a high enough crime, you know, to bring it to the court system or something like that. And it's like, no, it seems like it, I don't care if you know, $2 or you shouldn't be doing that. But you will find out in the country right now, a lot of cars will be sitting on the side of the road or on roads that usually don't have people, and they're casing the area, and the sheriff said that. They said that's what they're doing right now. A lot of people will be out here casing the area. But what I was thinking is because they did infer that it was from Mexico, the people, that it's the same as when my sister got hit in Houston. They said, we can't tell whose side it is, so you know your insurance will cover it because the other people don't have insurance. Same as this person being prosecuted, chances are they'll probably go back home or something like that, or don't have any money, or is here illegal. And so they just don't want to deal with this from the way I interpreted it.
Yeah, and of course, I don't know. We probably shouldn't assume that's the reason why. But if the first excuse that it's just not a big enough crime to follow up on is more troubling to me, right? Wait a minute. You're stealing a phone? You're breaking into a car? If we start letting that stuff go, what's next? I've heard stories, too, about the Fargo Police Department. If they get a call from a convenience store, and the convenience store says somebody came, filled their tank, and left, they say, sorry, can't do anything about it. You know, send them a letter. Take their license plate. Sorry, we can't do anything about it. What? Because guess what? Bad people, when they start doing bad things and get by with it, they keep doing more of it. They go, hey, guess what? You can steal gas. Nobody will do anything about it. Wow, let's steal gas. Same thing with breaking into cars, if that's the message you're sending. So this happened in Cass County in North Dakota?
No, Clay County.
What happened in Clay County?
Yeah.
Okay, happened in Clay County, yeah. And the Clay County Sheriff's Department did the investigating on it. Let us call the sheriff there, find out, just in general what the process is in a case like this and try and get some answers for you on that. We'll work on that, okay?
Okay, yeah, I appreciate that because it seemed like our phone calls were just more of a generic, you know, why can't you take fingerprints? Cost too much. Why is it, you know, not prosecuting? It's in Moorhead. We can't do anything, you know, type stuff. So, yeah, I'd appreciate you following up and then let people know that how they can better protect themselves.
Yeah, and we find sometimes in these cases everything's been done to the letter of the law, but it goes from one person to another person to another person. All of a sudden that story changes, and so we don't automatically assume that law enforcement is doing this. We just say, here's what we heard. What are the facts?
Yeah.
Help us understand this. Appreciate the call. Thanks. But again, rule of law.
Yeah.
Rule of law is something important. That's part of this fight.
Well, what is the rule of law now? I mean, where does that land?
Somebody asked, speaking of the fight, where are we at with the fight for election integrity? Saw a story today out of Arizona. They haven't released a number yet. But the head of the legislative group that has demanded this recount in Maricopa County said the numbers don't match. Shocker. Now, they're counting 2.1 million ballots in Maricopa County. This is going to be a great bellwether on whether what the machines did to reflect what we filled out, or in the case of Maricopa County residents, what they filled out on a ballot. What did the machines show? What does the paper ballot show? They've gotten rid of all these ballots that have a different kind of paper that weren't official ballots. They've got ones that, obviously were filled out by a machine. They've done this meticulously. And this person, Fan is her name. You won't know the name, but she is, again, leading this legislative body. She's the Senate President, Karen Fan, down there, said, we are finishing up, the vendor is finishing up what we call the aggregation, double-checking the spreadsheets against the blue tally sheets against the scans they did on the ballots. Because before we turn those ballots back to Maricopa County, they want to make sure that every one of those check and balances match before they start doing the analysis of all the data they've received. The new tally was expected to start Tuesday. The machine count could go into next week. A hand recount of the votes cast for President and U.S. Senate has been completed. President Joe Biden, in the November count, defeated former President Donald Trump to win Arizona by slightly more than 10,000 votes out of 3.4 million cast. Of the 2.1 cast in Maricopa County, Biden prevailed by more than 45,000 votes. This is going to be very interesting. The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, which is the governing body there, previously authorized two audits by independent contractors certified by the National Institutes for Standards and Technology and the U.S. Elections Commission. Those audits did sampling. You know, pick one here, pick one there. How do they match up? They found no problems. This one says we're doing all of it. So it's going to be interesting. By the way, they wouldn't turn over the machines. The Maricopa County officials already know enough. They're not going to reuse the voting machines that were previously purchased, inspected during a review of the 2020 election by a private contractor. and said, quote, the voters of Maricopa County can rest assured that county will never use equipment that could pose a risk to free and fair elections. Well, good. That's a novel concept for you. Novel concept. So there's your update on that. A few more texts with your questions or comments. Texter says, Jenna Ellis is correct as to who the Republicans are. Jenna Ellis is an attorney that worked for Trump. She announced this week that she is no longer a Republican. That's who they're referring to there. Texter says, I know I'm preaching to the choir, but the Bismarck Tribune story, Biden blasts voting limits. All accusations, not one detail or fact on what is actually wrong with Texas's voting bill. Everyone who cares, quit buying this paper. That's another way you can fight. Everyone who cares, stop buying when they are feeding you fake news. I agree. Because actually what they're doing in Texas with that law is making it easier to vote. They're increasing the access to vote.
We want to make it easier to vote
and
harder to cheat.
Exactly.
That's it.
Who's against that?
And they are.
No, the people that want to cheat are against that.
Oh, we need to sing.
We'll overcome. We will overcome.
Come on, no.
Oh,
need to overcome.
That is so painful to listen to.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
What's the story with McKenzie County commissioners not caring about the oil and gas industry? I live here and I'd like more information on that subject, says another. That conversation was prevalent in McKenzie County yesterday at the Bakken Rocks Cookfest. There is a woman on the McKenzie County Commission by the name of Kathy Scarda. Kathy Scarda ran for County Commission and won some time ago, just based on her friendly demeanor. She worked at First International Bank and Trust for years, and she would be at the counter and hand out the suckers to the kids, and, you know, you couldn't help but like Kathy Scarda, this nice lady who give everybody a hug and hand out suckers. And, you know, a couple of people would come to her and say, I don't like this, I don't like that, so she takes it upon herself to run for county commission, uses that demeanor, and now she talks to five people a day, and that becomes, according to her, 500. And quickly what's happened is they take a complaint or two here, which are always going to be there in a county like McKenzie County. Again, if McKenzie County was a state, it'd be the fifth largest oil-producing state in America. Just that county. Largest county of oil production in the entire country. However, what she's done is turned small, loud minority into a weapon. And people in McKenzie County don't even know. No, wait a minute.
That's what they do.
Kathy Scarda can't be doing that. She can't be getting these members of the county commission. There was a time not that long ago, Lynn Helms brought this up. Lynn Helms can tell you about every inch of every oil-producing county in the state. And he knows when something's going south. And he said, that county commission has become a threat to oil and gas production. What I'm asking people like this texter is to actually look at the votes. Look at what they did to the Planning and Zoning Commission recently there where they said, let's take a look at a permit we issued, and we might want to, you know, pull that permit and revise that permit. Oh, that'd be good. That'd be like the federal government saying, yeah, I know you have a permit for Dakota Access Pipeline. We're going to pull it back, and we're going to let this court battle go out. And by the way, we'll let people illegally camp with it. Same mentality when you start doing that. So all I would ask anybody that is benefiting from the opportunities that are there, the jobs that are there, the careers that are there, the ability to make a decision for themselves and what they want on their land. Anybody that cares about the prosperity need to pay attention to the McKenzie County Commission. Needs to pay attention to what Kathy Scarda is doing and speaking for you and saying, no, we don't like this. We don't want this. It's something to worry about. It's a real threat to the momentum that's out there. So good question. Hope you like the answer. More coming up.
Luke is back from Red Trenchless. Hey, Luke, tell us a little bit about what you've been busy doing these last couple of weeks.
Hey, Scott. Well, we've been filling up the calendar real well. We got projects going on in Medina. We're going to be heading down to Wahpeton. We're up at New John's Lake. We got some projects going on at Bismarck Mandan here. Calendar's looking pretty busy, but we always have time to get new customers on.
When you do a drilling job, Luke, what do they say to you about how you do it versus anybody else?
Well, they're really impressed. You know, every job we do, Scott, we treat it like it's our first one, and we leave it better than the way we found it, whether that's restoration or just friendliness with customers. We stand out from other competitors in the area. You can tell that by previous jobs we've done and on our website.
Trenchless technology, minimal excavation, and that means less disruption of traffic, business, and life. Repair, rehab, or replacement, call reddrilling.com. Call Luke at Red Drilling, 701-934-1134 today, or online at reddrilling.com.
Thanks, Scott.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted. The driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
July's here, a great month of savings at PetroServe USA. Roma Pizza, 5 for $10. The big 5-ounce bags of giant seeds are $1.39. Wiley Wallaby Licorice, 2 for $5. Great stuff. Ice Mountain Water, a 1-liter, only 69 cents. And Firewood Bundles are $4.99. Plus, great daily specials like fresh baked muffins for 99 cents, 2 fresh baked cookies. Buy them, get one free. Buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents and much more at a PetroServe USA near you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Oh, man. Papa's got a brand new Buick. Papa's got a brand new GMC. What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Shop, click, drive. And by the way, that lifetime powertrain warranty that is free with your new Buick or your new GMC is also free with most of the late model used vehicles as well. So in case you're a Ford fan or Ram fan or whatever, we can hook you up with that as well. Buy with confidence. Shop, click, drive now at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Scott, I appreciate what you're saying and what you say about the Constitution and everything and what's going on in the country today. And we on the right cannot be complacent. We must do everything we can to try to save this country. But there is only one thing and one thing only that can preserve this nation. Well, what would that be? That would be a state of repentance on the magnitude of Nineveh in the Bible. Were that bad. May God help us.
Appreciate that sentiment and agree with you that we will be blessed no more when there is more evil and bad than good in this country. I don't believe we're there, but I believe that inches closer to that point all the time. And I've always said we'll never truly be great as a country until we end the slavery of today, of the Holocaust of today, and that is the legal killing, the ending of human life, because that's what an abortion does. It ends a human life. That is not a controversial statement. That is a matter of science, ladies and gentlemen. A beating heart is life. And so we've got work to do. There's no doubt about it, which is why I've been talking all morning about being ready for this fight. I also happen to believe that if you go back and look at, the Declaration of Independence and those that gathered in a room, took a summer, actually, a whole summer for the Constitutional Congress and said, let's write up this document. 4,000 words. I write a column, it's 500 words. That's every week. I mean, I probably say, I don't know, somewhere close to 10,000 words you hear in 2 hours of this show. The whole Constitution of the United States is only 4,000 words. How do you put that together? Really smart people in a room who care a whole lot about this country, but the beauty of America really is that we lost the whole aristocrat thing, right? The whole bloodline thing. That was the reason for America. That was the idea for America. These were ordinary people. We're ordinary people. So let's make this our summer doing what they did. I don't believe they could have accomplished what they accomplished without God, without faith, and we can't either. So I'm with you on that. And by the way, they weren't all of faith in that room, but faith is the reason. God was the reason they were where they were at that time. And all of us, we're here now for a reason and a purpose. And I don't think it's to say, okay, can I add a fifth stall in my garage? Can I get a bigger boat? Can I get all of that's great. I don't begrudge anybody anything with their hard-earned money. I don't. But it's not the reason for living. We have a great, great bounty here. We are so blessed to live where we live. But folks, if you don't join the fight, if you don't stay, all that can go away so quickly, so quickly. We've seen this movie before. It's a republic if you can keep it. And there is a battle going on, folks. A battle of all battles. Right now you say, I want to fight. You're an insurrectionist. We as conservatives say we love this country. We're being maligned, canceled, fact-checked, mocked, shouted down. And all we are is a group of people who say, wait a minute, I don't like indoctrination. I want education. I want actual journalism, not fake news. I want election integrity.
Well, you're clearly an extremist.
I want to protect the freedoms the founding fathers died for.
Extremist!
Yeah, no kidding.
And
not only that, you're racist, too. You can't even use the term founding fathers and not come off as racist now.
I know. We've been a silent majority for too long. By the way, you know why the Constitution didn't deal with slavery?
Why?
Because it was fast becoming a thing of the past. They knew it was dying of its own volition. Now,
right.
It took longer than they'd like, and it took Lincoln, cost him his life.
Right.
But it was on its way out.
Well,
they recognize it was a thing of the past. It was bad. And they also,
and by the way, most people didn't have slaves. Most people in the South didn't have slaves.
But guess what? As bad as slavery is and was, tell me that ending a human life isn't worse. Tell me it isn't worse what's going on. So that's happening now. Let's join that fight now. Let's stand up for the mistreatment of unborn kids. I mean, so pick your place in this fight. If you can be with us tonight at Charlie Kirk, great. There will be limited amount of tickets available at the door at the Avalon tonight. Our listeners are welcome. This is really a listener's party to come meet Charlie Kirk. He'll be coming back, by the way. This is his second of three trips to North Dakota just this year. He's coming September 2nd to Fargo for the North Dakota Conservative Advocates, too.
And he's with us tomorrow?
And with lots of youngsters. He'll be here for an hour tomorrow on the show.
Awesome.
And there's a gathering of patriots tonight supporting the new Freedom Matters USA to fight.
I've been watching Charlie Kirk since he was setting up card tables on college campuses.
He's amazing. He's amazing.
Yeah, I loved him online.
Oh, absolutely. USA, get your home cooking grab-and-go convenience today. Tell him Scott sent you. And the two fresh-baked cookies, you buy two, you get one free. Gotta love it.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for?
First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.